Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Kennedy, and I'm here to help you become the very best version of yourself. Alex Hayes, welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast, brother. It's a pleasure to have you on.
Thanks so much for having me, dude.
Man, it's a pleasure to have you on. And yeah, I'm going to get stuck straight into it. To start the show, for those that don't know who Alex Hayes is, how would you best describe yourself?
Oh, someone who wants to live every day as best as possible. You know, live every day like it's your last. You know, you can't take your days for granted anymore.
I couldn't agree.
Make the most of every day.
I couldn't agree more, man. And I mean, fuck, for anybody who has come across any of your content, whether it be through like YouTube, Instagram, wherever, I think it's pretty obvious that that's the way you're living your life at the moment anyway.
Trying my best. All you can do is try.
That's good, bro. I was thinking about this the other day when I was putting together a few questions, I guess, for the show. I tend to not put together too much in terms of like structured questions because it just flows much better when it's a conversation.
Awesome.
But something that I was thinking about a bit is what inspires or motivates you, or like what or who inspires or motivates you every day to kind of go out and do the stuff that you do? Or is there anyone or anything that you kind of take inspiration from?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I would like to hope that a lot of my inspiration and motivation actually comes from within. And I believe that it truly does stem from within, but I have a lot of good avenues of people, like people that I look up to, like David Goggins, Wim
yep.
Hof.
Yep.
The list goes on of just a lot of inspirational people that I get inspired by their journeys that give me inspiration, but they also give me like an example of like, holy shit, you can do this. And there's a lot of people that I look at now that are doing all these incredible things. And then all it just takes is a visual example of like someone doing that for then you to think I can do this myself.
Yeah, it's kind of like the 4 minute mile or whatever. But before that point, no one had ever done it. And then as soon as the first person did it, fucking everyone started doing it. And it was just like that belief within knowing that it can be done. And then it unlocks that potential. It's crazy how much of an effect that can have, like just knowing that it can be done.
100%. And that's why I literally stand by my point by saying anything is possible nowadays. Human potential is limitless.
Yeah. I don't know if you've looked into much of Joe Dispenza's content. Have you seen much of his stuff, Dr. Joe Dispenza?
I've dabbled in it for sure. One of my good friends had an injury earlier in the year. He actually broke his back and then he got straight on the Joe Dispenza stuff and
yep.
He's recovered super well.
It's incredible. Yeah, I've read a couple of his books and I quite like his content. I use one of his guided meditations each morning, and he, on a lot of the podcasts he does, he speaks about how at these live events where he will have people, you know, who do have, you know, that might be in a wheelchair or have suffered from serious conditions for a long, long time and have just been told over and over again that it's just not going to get any better. You're not going to be able to walk, mm-hmm. you know, the rest of it. And they go to these events and then all it takes is for them to see someone else on stage telling their story about how they were in that position. And then, you know, within days, months, weeks, whatever it is, maybe even years, but it, they can then make their own transformation just by seeing or believing that it can be done. The power of that is just insane.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the mind is the ceiling for your potential.
100%. And when you put out content, so the content that you put out, are you putting that out for everyone else to enjoy, or are you putting that out because that's what you want to do? And then the byproduct of that is the fact that it just looks fucking incredible and everybody loves it.
Thank you. It's kind of like I could have two answers to that question, because there's a half of me that's actually quite selfish with social media. And that's just because I see it as such an incredible platform to document my life and have yep. it there forever. And just to be able to look at my social media in 20, 30 years, or just the content that I made through social media.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a reflection of who I was at this moment in time. And in the future, I'll be able to look back at this moment like, holy shit, I have all these documentations in my life. Showing
yeah.
my kids, there's like that selfish side of it, but then there's also like I have such an opportunity to make some sort of an impact, no matter how little or large, but like some sort of positive impact through doing what I love and by getting inspired by other humans and hopefully being that human that inspires others as well by doing crazy shit, having fun, and just trying to like be as real as I can. You know, I'm not perfect, but I'll happily make a mistake and bounce back from it to show people that they can make mistakes too and bounce back from it.
Yeah, definitely. And like, I guess what for you, what is that purpose? Like, what is, you know, using that platform, what is your, you know, what type of mark do you want to leave on people? Is it that just kind of helping others understand that regardless of what field they're in, that it is possible to do things that haven't been done or things that are probably outside the realm of what they think is possible right now? Or what is that mark you want to leave? And because the next thing I want to touch on, which I'll let you answer both, but is mental health. And I know you've done a lot of kind of campaigning for it. So is that kind of like a driving factor? Is it awareness around a certain topic, or is it just like what does it look like for you?
Oh, it's a hard one, but I guess in a dream situation, in an ideal situation where my impact is what I say, I would like to expand everyone's consciousness for their own limits and how much they can achieve and how much they can enjoy with what's here all the time, the present moment. Like, there's always something great in a moment, no matter what, in a really weird way. There's always something that, like, can be looked at in a positive way. And that's not saying that there is bad shit that happens. There's bad shit that happens all the time. And it's good to feel the good and bad. Not everything's always rainbows and lollipops, but, like, yeah, it's just like, it's you have the power to control your action to absolutely anything. So it's like, you try and make that good, and it's just going to make this world a better place just on the basis of an energy transaction.
I mean, that's a statement, I guess, that I've thrown around a little bit lately just through some emails, and that is that it's like, it's not what happens to you, it's how you respond. So as you've just said, like, it's not always going to be good, but I guess it's how you deal with when the things aren't going as planned. So when, you know, whether there's been setback, like big setbacks, whether it's physically, mentally, whatever, with you or plans that just haven't gone through, like, what's your process with dealing with that, with dealing with a, you know, not so much a failure, but like, I guess setbacks, dealing with something that just doesn't go the way you had hoped it would.
Hurdles, man. Yeah, I mean, I say this quote, it's another level, another devil. No matter what level you're innovating to, there's always going to be that devil. It's like a game of Super Mario. You bypass a level, and on the new level, there's a new thing you have to get over. It's the same as life. Like, every time you're growing as a human, you're always going to go through these little setbacks that can either keep you on the same level or you can push through.
Yeah.
And I kind of honestly just forgot the question. I'm ADHD. I forgot the question, but
I guess I guess the question is, like, everybody kind of has setbacks regardless of how big or small they are. So when you do face a setback, and let's say it's a major one, what's your approach there? Do you kind of just sit with it and sit with the feeling of understanding that it hasn't gone well and then process it? Or what's your approach?
I think acceptance is a huge part of evolution. You know, once you accept your flaws and you look at it as an opportunity to grow, you'll become unstoppable, because you start to take the ego away from everything and just notice that you can either look at it as an insecurity thing, or you can look at it as, this is an opportunity to grow and I can learn from my own shit.
Yeah, that's awesome. Some of the shit that you've done, I mean, is pretty fucking insane. And especially for the average person that has not done anything like that. I mean, for you, it probably becomes a point where it's just like, it's just another day. I would imagine for a lot of stuff you do, but like, what does scare you? What are you scared of? What's Alex Hayes' fear?
Man, I'm scared of quite a lot. There's every day something I can be fearful towards, but fear is something that somewhat excites me, because it's the fear that shows that I'm doing something that I'm meant to, in a way. Like, that's in all forms of life, but then when it comes to super, like, scary shit, I try not to let that fear control me, because that's when you start to overthink stuff. Like, if I'm about to jump off like a quite a big cliff into the ocean doing like some flips and stuff, and I'm overthinking it and I'm letting my fear control me, it's gonna like flow all this doubt through me that will then not let myself be present enough to just go with the flow of the motion. And so there is always fear present in everything, but it's trying to control that, which is the practice that I try every day of just like meditating, being aware of the moment and just being calm and not letting my emotions take control of my like reactions, kind of.
Yeah. Well, touching on meditation, is that a practice you've been doing for some time now? And like, what approach do you take to meditation? Is it guided? Is it affirmations? Like, how do you go about that?
Yeah, I did a course with Mindspo about 3 years ago. My friends started that company, and it's taught me everything I needed to know really about meditation. And so I've been practicing that method with them for about three years. I'm actually in the, it's a slow process. I thought it'd be a bit quicker, but I'm in the process of getting my meditation teacher qualification.
Unreal.
A little goal of mine for the next, you know, in the next year, I'd like to hopefully get that. So then I can.
Is that through them? Do they do that qualification? Yeah.
So it would be, because they're really good friends of mine as well. And I'd love to do a course one day about, you know, how to live, how to make your days better and have meditation a part of that. And I think if I have a qualification, it'll legitimize it a little bit. Otherwise, I'm just like a 23-year-old influencer talking shit. You know, I want to be fully educated on it before trying to teach, because it's not fair if I don't know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Is that the only part of your kind of daily or morning routine? And is it something that you do in the morning, or do you have, like, when you wake up in the morning, is there a set routine that you like to follow to set yourself up for a successful and, I guess, positive day?
Yeah, I've got kind of like a menu of things that I can do to create a healthy routine. It's not following the same thing every day because that can get boring.
Yeah.
So I'll just have like one day I could wake up and do like a Wim Hof breathing method.
Mm-hmm.
And then that'll just put me in a great mood. And then maybe that afternoon I'll meditate or switch it around, or even just some days I only get to do one of them. But jumping in it, I just got an ice bath here.
Mad.
Which is
great. How good. I don't have an ice bath here, but I do the cold shower every day. And it's such a game changer.
Yeah, I've been doing the cold showers for a while. I learned the Wim Hof method about 2 years ago as well, but kind of last year didn't get as much into it. And then back in the full swing again this year because I just read his book.
Yeah.
I think it should be out by the time this podcast is out. And it's all about, you know, expanding human potential and all his story and the science behind the breathing. And it's kind of like a no-brainer for me now that I understand the science.
Yeah.
That if I'm not doing it, I'm doing a disservice to myself and my
purpose. Yeah, 100%.
It's so simple. It's our breath, man. It's like...
I did a course here a year or two ago. It wasn't with Wim, but like it was with a few guys that he'd trained up in Australia, and they came and did the course. And before that, I had watched a few of his interviews with like Rogan and Lewis Howes and whatnot, and kind of got stuck down the rabbit hole of Wim Hof and was just loving it already. And I mean, fuck, it's just, it is so crazy how much we can alter our own state just through the breath and like through our mind. It's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. And for anybody who is listening right now, that's still, if you haven't paused the show at the start and gone and had a look at Alex's content, if you haven't seen any of his stuff already, I hope you do now, because then you'll understand what I'm talking about. But in some of the I guess more the extreme things that you've done for whether it's just for yourself or whether it's for content or whatever, what has been kind of like a few key moments that have been just like that stick out to you and that are real memorable?
Was a couple that pop in my head, but one of them was probably last year. Every year I'll try to do something that's extremely physically challenging, which will also obviously be mentally challenging. But like last year, for instance, I ran a marathon, and I'm not really a runner at all. I'm more of like an ocean baby. So running has been the best for my knees and stuff. So I've always been told running's not the best for me, but I read David Goggins's book Can't Hurt Me.
Yeah,
and that shit is so inspiring. It opened my mind so much. The whole idea of callousing the mind, and I mean, you being a personal trainer, you callous your hands, doing chin-ups on the bars, but you just push through, and your body does what it's capable of doing. And the mind's exactly the same. So you just gotta test yourself every day and try callous the mind. And so that kind of got me on the running program a little bit. And so I started just doing a few 5Ks, 10Ks. And I did the City to Surf, which is 15K. And I'd like to think that I'm pretty fit when it comes to the ocean from the whole swimming and surf life. But running is so different.
Yeah, it running is. It's like me getting in the pool. Like I happily can run. Fucking just no worries. But then as soon as I get in the pool, I'm like a fucking rock, man. I'm shit ass. Like my aerobic capacity is pretty good, but I'm no good in the water. So it's like the opposite for you.
Yeah, it's a whole different fitness space. So yeah, that I did the City to Surf, and I was super stoked, and I actually did not too bad. And then I think this marathon was like a month later, but I didn't know it at that point. But I was just kept listening to the audiobook, David Goggins, and he started to get to the point about marathons and then how much more you can push yourself, and you don't actually need to do running training to run a marathon. I was like, fuck, like I want to do this. Like, I'm really want to do this. And I kind of just signed up for it. I didn't tell anyone, didn't tell my family, didn't tell anyone. And I only signed up like 5 days before.
Yeah.
Literally, I went to Athlete's Foot and I got a pair of sneakers and I said, I'm running a marathon in 5 days. And then I learned that you need to like wear your shoes in, but I didn't have proper shoes. Yeah. it was all a big journey. But yeah, so I ran that marathon and there was a point in the marathon where I was like, holy shit, I don't think I can do it. Mm. Like something so simple as walking.
How far in?
It was actually about 36 Ks in. I was doing pretty well. I felt
it's crazy, really man, how many people get to that point. Like, I haven't done one yet, but so many people that I've spoken to reach that kind of hit that wall at around 35, 36 K.
Yeah. I was cruising at like a 5:15, 5:30 pace the whole time. And I was like, I'm fully surprised. So I'm like, fuck yeah. And then I stopped, had a drink of water. And then when I went to go jog again, my whole body just shut. And I was like, oh, here we go. So I just started walking and that was so painful. I called my mum because I just wanted to hear it. And I started bursting into tears just because I was so emotional at that point.
Yeah.
And yeah, I could just hear my mind saying, you know, it's okay if you stop, blah, 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 saying all this shit. And then I'm like, nah, I didn't come here. There's no way I wasn't finishing it. So I was just like, I cruised for a little bit, but I also then told myself that I didn't come here to walk across the finish line.
Yeah.
So I tried to gather all of my Goggins energy and finish the marathon. And then that state of being so kind of helpless in a way of being able to move my body how I want and being so disconnected to then feel that flow and that joy back of running and having the free, it was absolutely is euphoric. And so, yeah, that jumped out to me from that question. But a similar instant to the Molokai on got a lawnmower next door.
She's right. We'll see how we go.
Hopefully it's not too loud.
That's right.
Doing the Molokai to move on another room.
Roaming with Alex Hayes.
You want a podcast? Yeah, we're roaming. We're roaming the crib. I'm going to go in my mate's room because someone's in my room on the desk. But yeah, so I had a very similar feeling in the Molokai to Oahu World Paddle Championship paddle in 2018.
Yeah.
And that's a paddle between Molokai and Oahu. It's about 32 miles. I did that race to raise awareness and money around mental health. And I wanted to use that race as a metaphor for overcoming hurdles mentally. And in that race in 2018, it was a point where in the middle of the ocean, I'm paddling, I can't feel my arms, the tide's going across and I'm hearing my boat captain go, you're not moving anywhere. I've been paddling for like half an hour because the tides and the winds were so the opposite direction.
Yeah.
And it's this state of like, I'm trying so hard. I'm like 2.5 hours in, and I'm not going anywhere.
It's like you're on a treadmill, yeah.
It's exactly. And there was just a very similar moment to the marathon. I was just like so powerless, but then I just pushed through, dig deep, and felt that euphoric feeling of like a whole new level of energy that was limitless.
Yeah. 2017, it was the first year I did the 24-hour sled push challenge. So to raise money for Beyond Blue, push the sled in the gym, just up and back for 24 hours. And it got to like the 12-hour mark. And like by this point, it was like you're pretty cooked. It had been good vibes, so like it was all good, but then you think to yourself, fuck, that's a long time, 12 hours. And then you're like, all right, I've still got another 12. And then it reaches, it's almost kind of like similar to the marathon, I guess. You get to that point where you've only got like a few hours left and that's the hardest because you're so wrecked. Mm-hmm, and then all of a sudden those hours and the minutes and the seconds feel like they're so much longer. But that feeling at the end is just incredible. And like you said, and you know, as guys like Goggins and stuff kind of like touch on, it's just, you can continually redefine your own limits and it's all just in the mind. And it's crazy what the body can do when the mind cooperates. It's just, it's incredible. What was the other question? One thing I really want to know is has there been a moment where you have, in terms of this type of stuff, like whether it's jumping out of a plane and stuff, which I feel as though you're pretty okay with right now, but things like that, has there been anything where you just have not been able to do it, where you've pulled out due to fear or pulled out due to just not being able to get it done and you've just kind of gone, fuck, this is just not going to happen?
Yeah, for sure. I like to think that I take very calculated risks. And if I intuitively feel like it's dangerous or I could get hurt, which I mean, obviously that acceptance that I could get hurt doing anything, you know, I could get really hurt, but it's in moments that I feel like I... you know, there's some moments that I just don't feel right. Sometimes it just could be the day. Something could just not feel right internally. Like some days I wake up and if I don't feel right to go skydiving, I just won't.
Yeah. Okay.
I just kind of just go when it feels right.
Mm.
So yeah, there's always days that no one really sees that I'll turn up and have everything ready, but just intuitively doesn't feel right.
Yeah. For those that haven't done skydiving, what was that first moment like? And do you still get that? Like when you're jumping out of a plane now, do you still get that kind of gut feeling where you feel like your stomach's in your throat type of feeling when you're jumping out of a plane? Or is that gone now and you're just kind of able to enjoy it and relax that period where you are just free falling?
Yeah, it's kind of, I can enjoy it a lot more now. I'm sitting on like 200 jumps, but if That's I don't crazy. Jump for a while, like my first jump in like, I think I did like 4 months or like maybe 6 months at the end of last year without jumping for a while or something. And my first jump back, I had that nerves because it had been a while, but when I'm doing it all the time, it feels super
normal. What's, it's weird. That's crazy. Fuck, 200 jumps. That's mental, man. What, how much of an importance do you find, like what's your kind of physical fitness routine like now? And, you know, has that always been a thing and how important do you find that not only for obviously physical health, but your mental health as well?
Yeah, I think I'm very lucky. I had, great parents that got me into, surf lifesaving pretty early and like just competitive sports like soccer, AFL, tried them all out when I was younger, but surf lifesaving was the one that I really stuck at and became very competitive at. Mm-hmm. And so the discipline with being in like an Ironman, you need to be training so many times. When I was like 13, 14, I was waking up every morning at 4:30 doing swimming swords for like 2 hours and then having board training in the afternoon. Because I really wanted to be like a niche grain Ironman. Like that was kind of the path I was on. But then I furthered off into surfing because it was way cooler. And I just... 14 to 15 that age is like, oh, I can go either way. Do you want to wear speedos at the beach, board shorts at the beach? Chose the board shorts. You know, went surfing. But having that discipline from a young age from surf life saving really is, I think it's flowed through to my older years because I did go through quite a lot of shit as well, like bullying and stuff when I was that age doing all of that intense training, and that was kind of my escape because I felt good. You felt good because I was doing good for myself and I was getting to points inside my own mind where I was like understanding myself a little bit better when I would try to talk myself down in a weird way. So it's like it was very therapeutic for me, physical exercise and mental exercise. And so that's just, I've tried to carry that discipline physically into like my routine nowadays and just trying anything. Like I'll try something and I'll commit to it.
Yeah, it's cool, isn't it? That learning that discipline from such an early age really sets you up for understanding as well that like if you want something, you have to go out and work for it. And if you put in the work, it will happen. Like you're ultimately in control. Like no one else is going to come and do the work for you, regardless of whether it is physical fitness or business or whatever it is. Like you have to be the one out there putting in the work. And if you do, then you will reap the rewards.
100%.
What's before we wrap things up, man, what's the future look like for you? I mean, I feel as though, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel as though there's not exactly like, and I might be completely wrong, but I feel as though there's not exactly like some direct path which you're looking down. I feel as though each day, each week, each month just looks completely different depending on what comes up. So is there something that you are working towards in the long term and also like obviously at the moment things are not ideal with all these restrictions and stuff, but is there anything in like the near future that you're planning?
Yeah, for sure. I'm very lucky. I've got a few different avenues of things like I put my time to, like a few projects, and one of them being like music production. And I'm trying to figure out like my music strategy for the next however long, but I'll just like start with a year. And that's a whole new industry that I'm not, you know, I'm learning and educating myself on. That's like some days I could just work purely towards that. And then another day I could work purely on the daily living, which is kind of like my little baby. It's my business I'm trying to grow. It's a brand that I aim to hopefully become more of a movement of people enjoying their days and living life, of course, but also understanding that life comes with the bads and the goods, but it's what we're talking about earlier. It's how you react to it. And
so, yeah.
I just want it to be an inspiring brand that pushes people to just continually grow. Also third, I really want to follow this passion of mine to be a big wave surfer and to train and be physically prepared and mentally prepared to surf some of the biggest waves in the world. It's been a bit of a goal of mine for a while. Got a swell early this year, which was fun. And then just also just anything action sports, I just want to learn shit. I just want to try push myself in any direction physically where I have to really control the mind to a sense and learn and adapt and hopefully become skillful at all these different areas because I just love action sports.
Incredible, man. Well, it's exciting to watch and I'm sure you've got a real bright future ahead of you, man. And as you've, you know, with your content and just your attitude and stuff, and even today with people listening, I'm sure you're already inspiring a fuckload of people and I'm sure you'll continue to do so. So thanks for joining us on the show, bro. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, dude. I really appreciate it.
Guys, anybody who has tuned in today, if you've enjoyed the episode, which I'm sure you have, please do take a screenshot of today's show on your phone and post it up on your Instagram story for me. Tag myself, tag Alex. We'd love to hear your feedback. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll chat to you again in the next episode.